That's different. We were talking about styles during the break. It's so different from Prince of Darkness. Mm-hmm. And it makes me want to ask, when you do your sets, when you come up with your playlist, do you like to break it up between harmonies and ballads? And how does that work out?
We just kind of play with it, like, according to how the night feels. We don't really, like, make conscious decisions on which songs to play, like, as far as this one has harmony, so we'll sing two harmony songs in a row and that kind of thing. Like, if we play, we probably wouldn't play, like, three or four songs in a row that were in the same key that had the same kind of feel to them, but...
That's just subconscious choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't make set lists. Just...
And, you know, it just would not be a band interview if I didn't do this. Where did the name come from?
Tell him, Amy.
It came from the dictionary. It really did. It came from the
You mean you just flopped the dictionary down and...
We needed a name, and Emily was at camp, and I was looking through the dictionary, because that's what I used to do for interesting ideas for things. And I saw Indigo, and I went, that sounds like a good name for a group.
We could have been called Indigent.
We could have been... Indigestion. It could have been called anything.
And I have to do this. How do you girls know when you've made it? What's success?
Happiness.
Happiness is success.
Are you happy now?
Are we too idealistic or what?
No. that's part of the draw of the music.
We don't really have a set goal for where it is we're going to be. We both want to be good songwriters, just keep growing and writing better and better and better songs. And neither one of us has, like, dreams of fame and fortune or anything.
We've made it. We made it. The day we were born, we made it.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of like whatever comes along.
I just have to think that especially when the article came out in the Atlanta Journal, a major newspaper, there had to be a certain rush there.
Feels good.
It does, yeah.
But you can't, those little things like that happen are, they're just things that pass by. It's like the things that you really want are things that stay. Like, I mean, those are important and we like those, but the things that stay inside us are the ones that we want to accomplish. Like a skill, like being able to really write a good song, that's something that you'll never lose once you have it, hopefully.
I don't know, we've been, like, I guess it's okay to say this, talking to some record companies and stuff, and I think I probably want to get signed a little bit more than Amy does, but you can explain why. It's kind of a long story, but...
Yeah, I mean, we're just both, we've been doing this ourselves for 7 years, and I'd say for four years of that time, we were pushing ourselves and doing recordings and studio work and promoting ourselves and playing all across the country, and always managed to have a hold on everything we did creatively, and been successful at it in the eyes of other people, and been able to make a living. And we've worked so hard to develop ourselves as our ideals and the message that we want to have in our music, and everything seems so pure to us that when we start talking to executives, I mean, they're not bad people or anything, but the interest of the market is so different. Even the college market interest is so different than a pure underground sense of the word of really doing your own album project and really being creative. I mean, and I'm sure we're going to eventually, if we get offered the right kind of deal, we'll sign, because for stability's reasons and because it gives you more of a chance to get your music out to more people. But it's hard to let go of that creative control and to make sure you're not kissing someone's ass when you do it, you know.
Yeah, on the group right now, As You Like It, have you thought about introducing electrical, like I don't know, more drums?
I mean, we aren't afraid of experimenting.
We love experimenting.
I like the acoustic sound. I mean, I like being acoustic based.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the way it's always been, and when we've played with drums and bass and stuff, and it's lots of fun, and, you know, who knows what's going to be on the album. Could be the mystery album.
Yeah, we're going to produce it. I mean, we're going to, like, take each song and do it the best way it can be done. It's not going to be electric. I mean, it'll be acoustic bass, but we like to not stagnate. We like our sound, but we like to, like, have fun with it and do a lot of different things.
You mentioned that you wanted to do something from, well, I guess from the next album.
Yeah,
Center Stage. And it has a kind of amusing little story that goes with it. Maybe not amusing, but...
Well, all I'm going to say about it is it's based on an enlightening situation with the music business, I would say. It's not about any individuals. I took a show and took it from about 10 different perspectives, But it's really what it is anti-music business institution song, I would say. Probably. So, I mean, because the music business, I mean, like, it's a good thing in a lot of ways. It's just, it's against the bad things in life. That's what it's against.
Okay. And so let's do it. This is Center Stage by the Indigo Girls here on 90.5 FM.